You're listening to Breakfast here on Radio Adelaide. We're joined in the studio now by local artist Naomi Keat, who uses her minimalist modern folk and alternative pop style to give voice to voiceless things, from trees to colours, water and the very air we breathe. Last year she released her debut album, Melaleuca, that showcases her delicate meeting of electronic pulses and rhythms with nylon guitars, violins, pianos and her award-winning voice. She'll be playing at several gigs in the lead-up to her Fringe show, and will also be playing at WOMAD. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you. Such a wordy intro.
It was a good one, wasn't it?
You did really well.
How does it feel being on the receiving end of that kind of beginning to a chat?
It's a little bit intimidating, really.
Oh, no.
My own bio's, like, freaking me out.
You didn't write that for us, did you? I don't think you did.
No,
this is one of those
it.
Times like with blurbs, you know, with
yeah.
people who write books, they end up sort of writing their own blah 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 is this kind of person. So that's good.
Maybe I should write a really, really mundane bio so that when people hear me play, it's like really impressive.
I play guitar.
Yeah. I kinda sing.
Full stop. All right. Next time we have you on, we'll remember that.
Yeah.
So how do you seek to give meaning to the human experience with your music?
I guess as a writer, I see my job sort of being an observer and then finding a way to write lyrics and sonically create music that makes people feel what I'm seeing or have an image of what I'm observing, if that makes sense. So, I mean, it can just be really mundane stuff. It can be, like, people on public transport, or it can be, you know, my partner breaking up with me, or it can be, you know, like, whatever. It's, you know, our experiences are also diverse, but I think being really honest is kind of key to what I do. Yeah.
Do you get much feedback from people saying that they did see something or feel something from your music? Do you know if you hit the mark then for what you've aimed for, or does that really matter as long as someone sees and feels something?
Yeah, I just think we have no control over how people interpret our songs. I think we, you know, we present a body of work that means something to us and that we're happy with or we're proud of, and then just have to trust that if people come back to your shows or if people give you positive feedback, they're experiencing that in some positive way. And it definitely, you know, all our imaginations are so different, and music happens in your imagination because you're hearing something, it's affecting your body, but ultimately my understanding of music is that it sort of creates pictures in my mind which then give me feelings. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
And everyone has, like, different interpretations of the song. So you kind of have to let go and just trust that everyone has an experience. And if they like it, they'll listen to it. And if they don't feel anything or if they're bored, they just won't listen to it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is there anything particular about your hometown of Adelaide that has shaped your style of music?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that a lot of my songs, especially off the latest release, Melaleuca, are about South Australia and about home, and visually there's references to places and people. Sonically, I guess we're all influenced by what we listen to, and the internet means that I listen to music from all around the world, so maybe a little less. And I did study music and spent the first 5 years as a performer living in Melbourne. So I think maybe sonically I've been more influenced by Melbourne as a place rather than Adelaide, but that might change as I've been here and remain here.
Well, so what does it sound like here for you? I mean, you say you're an observer, so you might be a bit more attuned to it than me. What do we sound like?
As Adelaideans or as a place? Or
as a place, as a people?
I think Adelaide's got an expansiveness. So we've got these plains that are really open, and we've got a pretty dry climate. So it's quite big and spacious and dry. And also there's like a sort of a grittiness. We've got, like, if I think about the coast, there's heaps of rock and texture and sand. And it's not like we're in Queensland where everything's like soft and lush and pretty and pink and green. It's like, you know, it's like reds and bright blues and white. And it's a little harsher. Yeah.
And I can see you've brought a guitar.
I have.
Does that guitar have a name?
Oh, shit, no.
No?
Should we give it a name?
Okay. All right.
What maybe like...
It's a nice colour. It's like a mahogany.
Yeah, I like noticed that I defaulted sort of looking around. I'm like, ceiling. No, that's a
let's call the guitar ceiling.
We could call it ceiling.
What about Pollyanna?
Pollyanna, nice.
It's kind of a bit of Americana, even though my style's not Americana at all, no. But Pollyanna.
Yeah, that sounds
good. That's beautiful. I like that name. All right, so Pollyanna the guitar. So you'll be playing a song for us, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's the song, and can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so this is a new song. I think I've performed it once when I was on tour in Hobart, but I haven't played it in Adelaide yet, and I've never played it on the radio. I just thought that since I'm coming in here quite a bit, I should try and mix it up. It doesn't have a name. The song doesn't have a name yet, but it's about being with someone who's a nomad and being a homebody and how to negotiate those two sort of attitudes to life.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Let's have a listen.
Cool.
Naomi Keat here on Radio Adelaide Breakfast.
You spend all your time dreaming of where you've been and when you're leaving. You were born a traveling woman. I was born at home. How can I keep you near love? How will you hold me near, love? Your bag is well worn now, and your passport book is nearing full. Sometimes it seems like you don't need anything. Sometimes it feels like you don't need. Then the phone calls start coming in, and your voice sounds lonely on the line. Maybe you were just born this way, a gypsy babe on a winter's day. Maybe you will learn how to stay. I will learn how to follow. I spend all my time worrying about your plans to go traveling. I want to make a home, but I understand your need for time alone. How can I be the one, love, to move and chase the sun, love? My basket is full of fruit, but your walking shoes are always on. Sometimes it seems like I need everything. Sometimes it feels like I want everyone. In the morning and then again at night. You're the one I want here. Maybe you're just born. Gypsy babe on a winter's day. Maybe you will learn how to stay. Or I will learn how to follow. Maybe you were just born this way. A gypsy babe on a winter's day.
Wow. What
really
a moving,
moving.
Song. Yeah. I admit I'm a bit of an emotional person, but not many songs move me quite that much. So
good.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you're aiming for images and emotion, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head with that one.
Definitely. Yeah, nice. So that's a fairly new song.
Yeah, new. It's still kind of, I'm still refining it, but I'm getting close, I reckon.
Oh, thanks definitely. For playing it for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, thank
this
you.
Morning.
Pleasure.
That's wonderful. Now, we're speaking with local singer and musician Naomi Keat about her musical journey and upcoming shows, including WOMAD. That's exciting.
Yeah, so exciting. Yep, I'm really excited.
Have you played WOMAD before?
No, never.
Have you attended WOMAD before?
Many, many times.
Oh, excellent. So at least you know somewhat what to expect, but you get a whole different perspective this time.
Yeah, well, I mean, my dad's a songwriter and a musician and used to take me as a kid. So I grew up going to WOMAD, and then the last 10 years as an adult, I've been maybe 5 or 6 times. It's always so such a good way of discovering new music and maybe putting yourself in a position to listen to music that you wouldn't otherwise. Yeah. And the atmosphere is amazing and everyone's there. It's fun.
Have you played festivals before?
Yeah, I've played a few festivals. Festivals are really fun. Like, that's probably my goal this year is to play as many festivals as possible. It's just incredibly fun. Every place you go is different. The lineup's always different. Whereas if you're at home playing shows, it's not definitely by no means monotonous in any way. It's not why I do music, but it can get familiar and it can get a bit safe. Whereas festivals, you kind of like thrust on a stage with no sound check, playing in front of people that you've never met before, and yeah, it's really fun.
Is the energy quite different from the audience as well?
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually like an anthropological like word for the experience of being in a festival. I think it's called like a liminal phase. It's like this in-between space where you're not in your usual routine, and you're like, it's kind of this euphoric kind of atmosphere because you're surrounded by other people who are having the same experience as you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think I can relate to that. Because, yeah, and especially even as a festival, and unfortunately I'm not, you know, I have no ability to play music, so I'm always on the front side. I don't get to see behind the scenes very much. But you sort of get that feeling of, you know, being part of a big crowd. You kind of get swept away and, like, moving as a wave with it all, which is really, really fun.
And especially WOMAD, because it's 4 days, so you kind of, like, live in this alternate universe for 4 days. And, yeah, it's cool.
And you have a gig coming up this Sunday, is that right?
I'm playing at one of my favourite venues, the Wheatsheaf Hotel. And I've invited this incredible folk singer called Leah Senior over to play as well. And supporting the two of us is one of my very good friends and also bandmate Mary Webb.
Mary Webb, we do play her. She's wonderful.
And she's about to release her album, and things are kind of getting pretty exciting for Mary. So it's going to be lovely to have her as well.
Yeah. Excellent. And what do you like about performing with those musicians or other musicians?
Well, the nice thing about being able to put on shows, like I organise this one, is just inviting artists that don't necessarily get to play in Adelaide that I like over. And then I think that my audience will also respond too well. And for me personally, getting to meet other musicians and networking is really nice. And just the fact of being able to listen to Leah play will be lovely. Yeah.
It's the first time we've spoken with you this year. Do you have any musical New Year's resolutions you're willing to share with us?
Yeah, so I'm treating this year as kind of like an expansion year, as in I'm trying to get better at what I do. So I've just been in Melbourne co-writing with a really wonderful musician called Ainsley Wills. You might have heard of her. If you haven't, you should definitely check her out. She's amazing. So working on some new material for me, and I'm going to be working with another wonderful female producer, Anna Laverty. She's really incredible. She's done like a myriad of things, including Nick Cave, Florence and the Machine, Meg Mack, Jen Clover. I don't know, just heaps of people. She's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. That sounds like a great year. Lots to look forward to.
Yeah.
It's good to hear that you're always wanting to improve, even, you know, because you sound so good already, right? Your songwriting's really good.
Can it get better?
Yeah. So it's good that you're still wanting to keep pushing it.
Yeah, and I think that's like the great thing about seeing other musicians play is that it sort of lights a little fire in your belly. Like, I want to be able to do that, or like that inspires me to write better or be better at singing. So yeah, also seeing more music, more other music, like live, is kind of on my list.
Wild. Now, do you have another song to play us out with to finish off the show?
Yeah, I can play another song. Do you want an original song or do you want a cover?
It's up to you, honestly. Whatever you feel like playing. Yeah.
Maybe I'll play a little cover. I don't think I've played this on the radio before.
Okay.
It's a do you know Julia Jacklin?
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of her songs.
Excellent.
All right.
Naomi Keith.
Which song is it?
It's called LA Dream.
LA Dream.
He's going to have a little sip of water.
We don't like our listeners to know that we drink water.
I'm hydrating.
Two and a half hours, it's just us sort of sitting here suffering without water.
While you're getting ready, we'll say a huge thank you to our producers, Caitlin Adams and Nick Ward, and happy birthday again, Nick.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to Breakfast, as always, and make sure to stay tuned for Local Noise. This is Naomi Keat covering
Julia Jacklin,
LA Dreams.
That's correct. Good job. Thanks for having me.
That's been a pleasure.
I'm a bit nervous about this, actually. Shit, you just don't want to mess up your friend's songs. Why do you go to the grocery store on a day you plan to leave? You left me here with all this food my body does not need. And now I'm lying listless like a dog. Guys, am I allowed to swear on the radio? Probably not.
Sure. Depends on which ones, I guess.
Thinking about the life that you now lead. And why do you go on pushing when you saw my face in the light? Said if I just focus, I could get laid anytime. And now I'm lying broken like a dog after a fight. I guess you were not made for my life. I guess I was not made for your life. Mm-hmm.